community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time, Friday afternoon, Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM with Alt J and Breeze Blocks. We've got Julian Cope on the way next and Try. On the phone right now, I've actually got Paul Morazzi. Now, you were the singer, one of the singers with Brit Winners, AU1, back in 2001, weren't you?
That's correct, yeah.
And I know you've just released, I've got a little bit of insider knowledge here, Paul. Ooh. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I've been doing my research. You've just released a new song, 11 Years, haven't you?
That's correct, yeah.
And the lyrics have actually got a deeper meaning for you, haven't they?
A little bit, yeah.
So how did you come up with the idea for the lyrics?
Well, the lyrics were, I had the boys from A1 as my muse, so thanks, boys. We had a bit of correspondence leading up to a TV show that they've recently filmed called The Big Reunion.
I remember that, yeah, I remember that.
I didn't want to do. But leading up to it, things got a little bit messy between us. And that prompted me to write a song about it.
Can I ask you why you didn't want to do The Big Reunion?
It's nothing, you know, it's nothing really, really complicated. I've never really been into reality TV and reunion shows and mainly going back, you know. I like to maybe go forward or
well,
stay where I am.
That sounds fair enough to me, yeah, to be honest with you, Paul. Because there's quite a few people that don't want to do these reality TV shows because they feel like they're rehashing what they used to do and then not what they are at the moment.
Exactly, I think so. I mean, I know there's money in these things, you know, for people who want to get involved, but, you know, you've got to make a decision. I think if I... You've got to say to yourself, well, I regret it, and I think I would. I would regret doing that, maybe years down the line, but I wouldn't look back on it fondly, I don't think.
Well, I think reality TV, I mean, we've seen a lot recently over the past few years of reality TV, and it's it either makes you such a huge star or as flat as a pancake, and it's really is a knife-edge sort of thing, so I can't blame you for not getting involved in it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a hard decision, but, you know, I wish the guys good luck, and I really hope they are having success.
But the rest of the guys didn't quite understand that, though, no?
No, well, they really just couldn't fathom why I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, you know, everyone's got their, you know, opinion, I suppose.
So, I mean, moving on from that, what are you up to at the moment? You've come out of A1. You came out of A1 a few weeks ago, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And what are you up to now?
Well, since A1, I went back to the drawing board. I started from absolute scratch.
Yeah.
I moved up to the northeast where I live now in Hexham. And I just started from scratch, playing pubs, clubs. I didn't really learn my trade in the band, you know. I learned how to be a personality and how to do radio interviews, etc., TV. But yeah. I didn't really put enough time into my trade, so I started again.
Well, they say everybody becomes a millionaire by going round with a barrow, and then when they become a millionaire, they stop going round with a barrow.
Yeah, I suppose,
so, yeah. So what are you hoping to move on to? What's your hopes for the future?
Well, I'm really happy where I am. I live in a beautiful village. I'm a cabinet maker. I make bespoke furniture for a company up here. I also sing in a fantastic band on the weekends. And this song, you know, for me it was a one-off, just wanting to write something, but has been a little bit of interest, so I don't know where this is going to go, but it's very exciting.
Well, you never know, do you? That's, life is very, very strange, Paul. Very, very strange.
It is very strange.
We're going to put the song onto rotation on Phoenix FM, so...
Wow, thank you so much for that.
That's my pleasure, really, it's my pleasure. It's a really good song, very good song.
Thank you.
I'm surprised to hear you're a cabinet maker now. You hit... You came right out of the blue. What made you decide to turn to woodworking?
Well, it's just weird. One of the bands I was in, one of the guys said, I've got a bit of work if you want. I was like, God, I'd love a bit of work. And I do, I've always liked just physical work. I know it's probably not where most of the money is made in the country, but I just have, you know, an affinity with it. And I did that. I've been doing that for about 6 years now, and it's just been fantastic. I love it.
Well, that sounds like you've got a great life on there, Paul.
It is really, really nice.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for coming on Phoenix FM and having a quick interview with us. And we really do wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Mike, and everyone who's listening. Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.